Hi, everyone. This is Ava from AvaWaits.com. I am so thrilled that you're here with us today. I am just ready to get started with this interview. I have the lovely Lily Starling on the line. Hi, Lily.
Hi, Ava. I'm so happy to be here.
This is fantastic. So for everyone of you arriving in, this is a class all about launching. So, okay, you're ready to launch. Now what to do about a sales page. And so that is exactly why I brought Lily on the line today. I'm going to introduce her in just a couple minutes, and I want to welcome all of you. So some of you I know are familiar with me and my work. Some of you maybe are just hearing all this for the very first time. I'm really excited that Lily and I get to come together, and I want to take a minute just to introduce myself too as we get into our call today. So my name is Ava Waits. I'm at AvaWaits.com, and I support entrepreneurs and aspiring speakers to feed the source of their success. I also do work with them around releasing financial constrictions so they can make more money through their business. And you know, what's funny, too, is because we're going to be talking about launches today and sales pages, I am actually mid-launch in one of my own group programs called The Poor Girl's Guide to Riches. And so I feel like this information is very fresh, very relevant, everything that we'll be talking about today. And I want to welcome all of you because I know that many of you are entrepreneurs. Many of you are really wanting to do your own virtual group programs or launch products or services online. And we're going to be sharing ways that you can do that and ways that you can set up a sales page and really have everything that you do online during a launch connect to your audience and bring in the right people. So let me go ahead and just check to see if we have some other people as well on the line. Oh, great. Fantastic. I'm seeing lots of you come on the line. Great. I want to just give a big welcome to all of you. Wonderful. Okay, so let me actually share just a little bit. Today we are going to be talking, I'm going to be interviewing Lily Starling, and she's going to be covering some of the biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make during launches and how to avoid them. And we're also going to be covering some of the how-tos for a successful, lucrative launch, like building a sales page that reflects your brand. It gets clients excited to sign up for your program. And she's also going to be sharing how to protect content so that clients who have purchased that content can't share your downloads with non-purchasers. And I know she'll be talking about 10 elements that every killer sales page has, and also the 5 things that you must avoid if you don't want to lose credibility and clients, and so much more. I mean, I'm just so thrilled to have her here. So Lily Starling, we met actually, I think it was about 4 years ago. I actually met Lily's dad. Way before I met her, I met him at a dinner party, and out of all the people there, he was the one person who asked for my card, which is so sweet, my business card, and he introduced me to Lily, and so this is actually back before I started supporting entrepreneurs and aspiring speakers. I was working in a nutrition company, so doing nutritional coaching, nutritional mentoring, and Lily came in as a client for several months. And after that, you know, we ended up going through some marketing training together, both because we were both business owners, and then we're here today, 4 years later, and so Lily is a marketing and business educator who spent the last 3 years immersed in the world of online marketing, and she's a behaviorist and healer. And she believes that strong, world-changing entrepreneurial women should be supported by equally strong marketing. And you can learn more about her services at www.op2salespages.com. Ooh, awesome. Lily, welcome. Hi.
Hi, Ava. Thank you so much. That totally took me back to our our days when we were both doing other things. I was still, working full-time as a massage therapist in my massage therapy practice, and mm-hmm. you were doing health coaching, and now we're both supporting other entrepreneurs. So it's so cool. I love that we're both, you know, we've both grown and expanded so much. And mm-hmm. you know, my dad, when my dad was first talking about you and saying that we should meet, you know, he said, Ava's marketing is everywhere. She's so good at it. I see her all over town. You know, it's and I think I had too. So I'm not surprised that both of us ended up, you know, in this kind of evolved state where we support other people with their businesses too, because I know that you and I both have just really loved that aspect of having a business. So I'm so excited to share about sales pages today because, and I was telling you before the call began, I'm going to try and keep it all into 45 minutes because I have so much to share with people. But like I said, like you said, you know, you can always find me op2salespages.com. If there's anything you had a question about or that I didn't cover, just go to my website and get a hold of me through there.
Great. Yeah, thanks for being available for that because we have so much information. So, yeah, and everyone, I suggest taking notes on this. If you have a pen and a notepad with you or you're typing up on the computer, definitely take some notes. Lily, do you mind sharing just a little bit more? So I know we have entrepreneurs on the line with us, also people who are wanting to sell things online. Can you just share a little bit more about first, before we get into this, what the importance of doing a launch is and just also the importance of having a sales page up and available for whatever it is that someone is launching?
Absolutely. So one of my businesses that I run is a coaching program for holistic entrepreneurs, and I teach them the fundamentals of business and marketing, and it's awesome. I have a ton of clients and students, and I've launched my program many times and brought in thousands and thousands of dollars into my business. And there's really no way I could have done this without launching, first of all, and then, two, having a sales page. A sales page is like your virtual tent, like your trade show that people are coming in and they get to wander around and put their hands on things and really get a sense of what it is that you're offering. And you know, of course, all this information, this general information should already be on your website and in your social media, but a launch and a sales page is really how you build excitement and commitment to a particular product or program. And the reason that you have to launch is that, you know, one of the big misconceptions, and I've certainly been guilty of it starting out early in business, is that if people, you know, are interested in what you have to offer, they're going to go out of their way to, you know, get in touch with you and find out all the information. And, you know, to a point, that's true. There are a few committed souls who will really, you know, do their homework and find out about you and then call you up and say, you know, I'm ready to work with you no matter what it takes. But for most people, they need a little bit more convincing and they need more information and they need to get a sense of who you are before they want to, you know, have any contact with you, to put it bluntly. So I love sales pages because they really give me a chance to just put everything that I love about my program that I'm launching on display. And as I'm writing my sales pages, I'm getting excited about my program because I'm reminding myself of all the benefits and the transformations that people are achieving. You know, I'm rereading these glowing testimonials that people have given me. And when it's done, I feel so confident about my launch because I've just spent all this time, you know, looking at it kind of from an outsider perspective. Why does someone want to buy my program?
Yeah, and really just like, and I love this too, whenever I'm putting together my sales pages, it really gets me engaged in the content and it gets me excited too, which our energy is very important during the launch. And I'm glad you brought up too that it is so important to do a launch when you have a new service, because there are some people who will seek us out as entrepreneurs and they'll want our services immediately, and then other people really just need to be exposed to us and how we work first. I have a private coaching program that's called One Launch Many Paydays, and you can do that with a launch. Like, once you learn how to do a launch, you can just recycle it over and over and over and over again. And just like you said, you've brought in thousands of dollars through your company. And so everyone listening on the phone, that's all available to you too. And so we're going to get you started on that today. Oh, great. Lily, are you, do you mind actually starting out with just you were telling me about just a couple little, like, mistakes that you had seen people actually make with their sales pages, and you were actually giving a couple examples. I'm wondering if you could just take us through those, and then after that, I'd love to hear more about building a sales page that reflects your brand and really gets clients excited, because I think that sometimes people, if they have too many of those mistakes in them, they really miss the mark on that, and the sales page does not excite their potential clients.
Absolutely. So I was sharing with you earlier that this week, in fact, a couple people reached out to me with a joint venture proposal, and I had to turn them down based on the quality of their sales page. And I love supporting other people, especially when they have content I believe in. But I mm-hmm. also have to protect my brand and, you know, the professional level of my own company. And when a sales page is full of grammatical errors or formatting errors, or it's just, you know, completely unclear what the person is offering, or it just looks really, you know, DIY kind of, this is the first time I've ever attempted to build a sales page, for example. I really, really want to help you out, but I can't until you get that stuff fixed. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, I don't want people to get hung up on the perfectionism of, you know, everything has to be 100% perfect, but a sales page needs to be really, really polished. And mm-hmm. the good news is that's, you know, more and more there's all these awesome plugins and programs, and I'll share about those later on, that make it easy to, without having to know how to code or, you know, do a lot of really complex stuff, you can put together a very, very nice sales page, but it takes more than just signing up for a template service. You have to be on top of all the details. And a few more mistakes that I see people make are really dense copy. So it's actually good to have a lot of copy, a lot of words on your sales page. The rule of thumb is if you have a product that people know about and they know what it's for, so, for example, you've written a book on thyroid, healing your thyroid naturally, and you've gotten all this media and you've been interviewed about it, and people are just ready to go buy your book. They're already sold mm-hmm. on it. They know they want it. That's when it's okay to have a short form sales page, a very simple, basic, you know, probably mostly above the fold page. And you just want to make it really easy for them to put their information in and get the product. And too many people think that they can apply that to a program that is completely unique that has never been launched into the world before. If people are not aware of what you're offering and you actually need to introduce the product to them at the same time as you are attempting to sell the product to them, it needs to be a long-form sales page.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you're talking about, you know, what this program is, what it includes, what the benefits are, what's going to happen if things keep going the way they're going. You want testimonials. And you really want to make sure that you are anticipating any question that someone might have about your program, and you're weaving it into the content. So something I see when people are writing these long-form sales pages, and that's excellent that they are putting all this information, is that they're just making these huge, dense chunks of text. And you really need to think about how you read things these days. The internet has made it very, very difficult for us to maintain an attention span for big chunks of copy. This isn't an essay. It's not a textbook. You want people who are scanning the page to be able to pick up on the main points without having to read too deeply.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of that, you don't want people who are just going to scan your page and sign up for a $3,000 program, because those are the people that tend to be super high maintenance, ask you tons of questions. It's clear they didn't read any of your copy to begin with. So you do want people who are going to engage with what you've written, but you need to make sure that it's visually friendly for people who want to kind of go through and pick up on the main points before perhaps they go back through and read your page a few more times.
Right, that makes
another,
sense.
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing. People will read your page multiple times. So make it, you know, something that they can really dig into. And you can do that by using, this is another mistake I see people making, is it's like when I'm talking to you person to person about my program, you can hear the excitement, and you know, in my voice, you can see me getting excited about it, and you get this sense that, wow, this program is original. It's, you know, it has so much to do with who Lily is and what she's all about. But then I see that translate a lot of times into people writing these really choppy, not very original sales pages. And I think that happens, you know, early on just because people are a little bit nervous, or they're trying to make it a really broad appeal. So they don't let their voice in. And that is probably one of the main reasons that I click away from a sales page, is it's just, you know, I've read all this stuff before. It's not telling me anything new. I'm not getting a sense of who the person is.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently built a sales page for my own business, and I really, like, you know, followed my own advice this time and went, I just got really personal and was making jokes on the page and sharing things about, you know, silly things my boyfriend said, and, you know, making fun of Justin Bieber and showing a goofy picture of me. And immediately people were like, oh, my gosh, I love your page. I can't wait to, you know, sign up for your program. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah,
right.
I want to know that it's okay. You know, often in blogging, we're totally unafraid to, you know, put our voice forward. But it's also important to do that on your sales page.
Mm-hmm. I love that, because it is about bringing forth your unique voice as an entrepreneur. And that's almost this way where, when you think of the brand of your business, which for many of us these days, it feels like our brand, like we are our brand. There's so much of us involved in the business, and our personality influences our business. And so to be having these blog posts that sound like us, and then to have this, like, really stiff sales page that does not sound like us, where maybe we're just trying to copy what everyone else is doing, that doesn't help us stand out, and it's really not helping us connect with the ideal perfect clients that we want to come into our groups or to purchase whatever service we're selling. So I'm glad you brought that up.
And that perfectly brings me to my next point, which is that the reality of online business, which I would imagine most of the people on the call are in today, you know, whether you're a health coach, a business coach, a life coach, or you have any kind of online offer, is that you are getting to the market very, very late in the game. There are a lot of coaches offering, there's probably a lot of people that offer what you do. They don't offer it in the same way that you do it, but it's not enough to just have a nice sales page with a nice template. And there's so much obsession with these template sales page formats, like lead pages and Optimize Press 2, which is what I build in. You know, they sell you on these things by saying, you know, we've done all the research, and we know the science of sales conversion. And they just push you on this idea that all you have to do is, you know, buy their product, plug in your information, and the sales page is going to convert like crazy. And it's not true. Maybe it would have been true 5 years ago, but everybody's seen that template. You don't want to use a template that somebody, you know, that 10,000 other people are using to promote their program. And it's time for everyone in online business to get really, like, to double down on your originality. So while there are structural and content points that you need to be hitting with your sales page, it's more important than ever that you're bringing your uniqueness and, you know, your goofiness or your pain or whatever it is that you really make vulnerable and open to your people, that you bring that to your sales page.
Yeah, that's really, really important. And Lily, just to share an example. So, you know, right now I just opened up a group. It's called The Poor Girl's Guide to Riches. And we just started, but we have late registration is open for another 2 weeks. And so when I put together that sales page, that was one of the first times where I got really open about some of my past, about growing up on food stamps, about going to the food bank, and how that actually influenced the first couple years of my business. And And it was really interesting to actually show that to the world, because sometimes when we're bringing forth our uniqueness, it can be a little scary. So it's really, really nice to have this format and this structure and like the support system of the people around us who are encouraging us to be unique and to really share our stories. So I'm so grateful that you are bringing that to the call too. And we're just giving everyone permission here to be able to share their stories, to share their past, the things that have happened to you, both the good and maybe the not so good. So thank you, Lily.
Absolutely. And I just want to give you kudos to that, Ava. I've loved your latest launch and how vulnerable and open you are. And I just know that there is this deep need, and I've been talking to so many coaches about this. Again, with the market being really saturated with all this helpful content and programs,
mm-hmm.
people need to know that there's a personal connection.
Yeah.
Up front. And, you know, I get on the phone sometimes with people who want to work with me, and we're both crying like 10 minutes in.
Mm.
And I love that, you know. They've said to me, like, I downloaded your guide and I was just like crying, you know, because of this.
Yeah.
And they tell me a story and it makes me cry. And then we're like really excited to work with each other because it's, you know, they feel like they know who I am. And they know that I understand what they're going through. And, you know, that's just a rule of marketing in general, whether it's your sales page
yeah.
or your blog or your website or your print material or even the conversations you're having with people, that you don't get too hung up on this idea that a professional person doesn't have mess or doesn't have pain or doesn't have struggle. And that
mm-hmm.
the more clear and open and honest you are about that, and then also, of course, you're sharing the solution.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary to, you know, and I definitely tested that out every few launches. I got a little bit deeper, a little bit more open. And now I'm just kind of letting it all hang out. And I found that to be the most attractive thing to my
mm-hmm.
people. But, you know, that's something. So I wanted to also just touch base with what I said earlier about unoriginal writing, because I know that gives, or unoriginal copy, that gives people so much anxiety. I know that not everyone is a natural writer, and that is 100% okay. And
mm-hmm.
I think that you should give it your best try, and then if you, you know, hand it to someone, say, can you read this and tell me if you think this sounds, you know, like good copy, and they say, it's kind of wordy, or I'm not really clear on what you're offering, hire a copywriter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know how easy that is to do. I know tons and tons of copywriters who are really good at writing sales copy. They can preserve your voice while still writing really, really clear, polished content for you. So don't
mm-hmm.
let that stop you. Don't use that excuse of, well, I'm not a good writer. Another alternative is to have video. I know a guy on YouTube who has tens of thousands of subscribers, and he started his video blog because he didn't like to write. So he's wonderful
yeah,
over video. So if writing is not your strong suit, definitely put a video at the top of your page. And then perhaps have a copywriter extract the content from your video and put it on the rest of your page's sales copy.
And this is great too. And for everyone taking notes, like we're starting to get into some of those elements that you really need for a great sales page. So Lily, you had talked about, and you had actually shared some of them early, you know, testimonials, potentially a video. I think video is great on a sales page. The copywriting. Can you share a little bit more of those elements that really do need to be present in a sales page to make it a really strong one?
Absolutely. So the first thing I can say is go find a sales page that you really like, that really moves you, and create a swipe file for yourself. Now, some of them are time sensitive and they get taken down after a little while, but some sales pages from these really masterful coaches are up all the time. And
mm-hmm.
go study them. I mean, that's how I learned to do this. Some of the best features of a sales page are the video, like we talked about, so that people
mm-hmm.
can see you and feel like you're talking to them and, get, you know, just pick up on all those micro expressions and your energy and know that it's a good fit. The next thing that you really, really need to hook people in with is a question, you know, that I call them the pull marketing questions of, you know, is this what you're struggling with? And you should have a really clear idea of who you're speaking to. If you mm-hmm. don't have a client avatar or an ideal client in mind, you need to spend a lot of time fleshing that out before you get to your sales page. Because even though the sales page is going out to many, many people, you are speaking to one person. And that person is the, you know, who you're most directly qualified to help. So I always start my sales pages hooking people in with the pull marketing questions, asking them if this is what they're struggling with, what they've encountered, what their reality is like. The next thing that I use in my sales page is my compelling story or my bio. And it's, you know, it's a picture of me alongside some information that relates to them, like, oh, I totally know what you're going through because I've totally been there. Mm-hmm. After, you know, I've established my credibility, I start to introduce the content. And there's different ways to do this, and this is why I really suggest that you go find a sales page that speaks to you rather than me giving you an exact formula. But the mm-hmm. middle part of the sales page is for you to talk about what your program is, why it's so important, and what it contains. And I will dive in a little bit and say, a lot of people get hung up because they'll launch a sales page and then a ton of people email them and say, yes, but what does your program include? And there's this back and forth kind of push and pull around, I don't want to overwhelm you with the content. I don't want to tell you, you know, exactly what the content is week by week by week by week by week. But I also strongly suggest that you give people a really good idea of what it is you'll be teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have seen people start to, for example, Marie Forleo just launched Beat School again.
Right.
She has a link on that sales page to a very, very detailed PDF of what her entire program covers. So that
nice.
Is an option for you. Yeah, if you want to. I wouldn't put it on the sales page because that's going to get really, really long. But you can
mm-hmm.
create a document, upload it to Dropbox or some kind of file sharing system, and put a link to it. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with sharing in detail what you'll be covering. Obviously, you just don't want to keep giving away the content. And that's pretty hard to do on a single sales page. Like, you're not going to put your whole program up there. But
right. Oh, of course. Yeah. And
yeah.
people aren't, you know, they don't have that transformation until they actually come into that space and like make the commitment to the product or to the program or to the service that you're providing. I find that it's that movement and that actual action of someone signing up, and then everything really starts. I mean, sometimes the sales page, you know, can really start that, but I find that people make the biggest changes when they actually come into the program.
Absolutely.
When they sign up.
And so all the more reason, if you have taken people through this content before, that you put as you cannot have enough testimonials on your sales page.
Right.
And I recommend putting them everywhere. You know, find a natural break in your copy, but have them from the top of your page to the bottom of your page. And you can
mm-hmm.
end the page with, you know, a higher concentration of them, but have them everywhere and that will do a lot of the selling for you.
Mm-hmm. I remember there was a sheet of paper I was reading one point that was pretty much a sales page, but printed and in my hand. And I was so moved by one of the testimonials that I ended up spending, I would say maybe in total, about $13,000 toward a particular training, all because of that first testimonial that I read. It was huge. It was a reason
it's
that
so
I
powerful.
Thought. Mm-hmm. And then will you share, too, also some of the things that you must avoid if you don't want to lose credibility with clients? And I know you've shared a few of these, but are there more to add there, some of the things you must avoid?
Absolutely. I think that well, let me just talk about formatting a little bit because I went
oh,
into
yeah,
it,
do it.
Something that I really want you to focus on in your sales page is having a lot of headlines and sub-headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Headlines are one of those indicators you know what you're doing, that this isn't your first rodeo,
that you understand how a sales page works, and your prospects want to have this feeling of comfort when they land on your page that you know what you're doing. You know, I was talking about breaking up your copy, but your headlines should be really, really clear and kind of introducing. I never put more than two or three main points below a single headline. You really need to promote testimonials. You can't have enough headlines either. And then having, you know, a good amount of white space too. That's another thing that turns me off on a sales page is when everything is just compressed into one. And it's very, very dense. Even the headlines and the images and everything is all smushed together.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a speaking engagement. You want to speak slowly and you want there to be pause. So a sales page that has, you know, a good amount of spacing that's broken up really nicely, that's very varied with the images and the colors and the brand colors and the content and the headlines, it relaxes people. So that's one thing I'll say. And in a builder that I use Optimize Press 2 plugin, to build sales pages, they have an element that lets you insert as much space as you want. So I use that liberally on my sales pages. I will put it, you know, I will put vertical space is what it's called around everything. And it really makes the pages come across much more polished.
Nice. Great. Yeah, to have that. Is there anything else that you feel like people must avoid? I mean, you had mentioned a ton of spelling errors, things like that. I mean, that's
important. I mean, obviously you should always have someone else edit your work and find your typos. But I was just thinking, this is a huge one, is that people put their sign up button or their shopping cart button only in one place on the page. So they'll either put it at the bottom below everything or they'll put it up at the top. And then, you know, you want to capture the sale right when people have the impulse to buy. And a lot of times we think that people will, you know, read all the way through this really long sales page and then scroll back up to the top and buy. But you want that sales button to be at the top, in the middle. You can have, you know, four or five sales buttons on a long form sales page.
I do.
And oh yeah, absolutely. And you also want to, around the sales, you know, the button in some way, make it clear that there's an urgent need to sign up now. And I think it's important to be really honest about this. I've kind of gotten away from doing the kind of gimmicky, like, only three spots are available, when in fact there's like, you know, 50 spots available. I don't like using that kind of, I feel like that's kind of low integrity marketing. But the reality is that my programs do have limited spots available, for example, or I am taking the shopping cart down at a certain date. So put those things that add a little bit of urgency around each one of your sales buttons and remind people, like, yeah, don't bookmark this page and tell yourself you'll come back to it in 3 days, because we all know that's not going to happen. I mean, you don't have to actually say this in your sales page, but we know as entrepreneurs that people have these intentions to buy, but you want to make it very, very, very clear and available to people at that moment. This is why you need to sign up now. Here's how you do it.
I really love that tip about creating urgency and in, like, in your writing, having that right around each of the buttons, the buy now buttons.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. That's a good tip.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. You are so full of amazing tips, Lily. and even, you know, if we go over a little bit on the time, like, you have so much to share, I don't really want to stop you. So, but let me go back and I know there was you've shared a little bit of, like, the sales page sequence and things like that. And would you share just a little bit more about that too? Because I know you were going to share about, you know, like, free call, the sales page to sale, maybe a little bit about follow up. Is there some more that you'd like to add to that as far as the sequence for bringing people to a sales page?
Absolutely. Oh, so actually getting them to the sales page?
I know that's part of it. If you'd like to go in that area and start there, that's fine too. I know you had shared that you wanted to share a little bit about templates as well, like follow-up templates to get your new clients excited to share the program also, to share what they just signed up for.
Absolutely. So I'll just talking about the sales page format itself, and something that I didn't cover but is so valuable and powerful. And we talked about those objections that people have or those questions that they have, you know, oh, you know, is the program really right for me? Or, you know, what if I just bought yet another self-help book about it? I always have a questions, like literally a questions section in my sales page. It's about three quarters of the way down. And it's where I've anticipated all the questions that they're going to have. And I have a little content toggle. So I say, you know, the headline is, do you have questions for me? And then I just start asking those questions and answering them. And the content toggle, you know, keeps the page shorter. So it's like they click on it and then it expands to read the answer. But that is such a powerful element in your sales page. And it's going to save you a lot of time, too, on people emailing you and asking, like, yes, but is this for me? I mean, you should always be available to answer those questions. But if your sales page can do it for you, all the better. And that's, again, where you can weave in some actual client experiences. So, for example, you know, the question might be, I'm already on thyroid medication. Is this program appropriate for me? And then in the answer you say, absolutely, this program supports people whether or not they have been diagnosed with hypothyroidism or they have no thyroid at all and they're on synthetic thyroid hormone. In fact, one of my clients started this program 7 months ago. She's on medication, and she's already been able to decrease her dosage. She reports, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you can weave in people's actual concrete experiences, and that makes the questions that you're answering so much more powerful and convincing.
Awesome.
So the next thing I wanted to talk about was, yes, the follow-up. So usually what happens when people order something from your sales page is they get taken to your shopping cart, they input their credit card information, they hit send, and then, you know, the transaction happens through the magical world of online banking and shopping carts and all that. And, you know, that's what we call there's a potential for what we call buyer's remorse, right? Like people get really high when they are anticipating, even if they're nervous about spending this money, they get high. People get high from shopping. There's, you know, plenty of research to back that up. Dopamine is flooding the brain. And right after they've hit purchase, there's this big potential for them to regret what they've done. Not because your program is not good, not because you aren't going to deliver, not because they're not going to get great results, but because that's just how it works when we go shopping. So what you need to do is have that content or, you know, maybe your program isn't launching for 2 weeks, but they, you know, have already signed up. You have to give them something immediately. It's not the content. It needs to be a way to connect with you. So what I put on a lot of thank you pages is I put the social media buttons when I'm building these for other people to all their social media accounts. I say,
nice.
I'm so excited. You know, I put a gorgeous headshot of them and they say, I'm so excited to work with you. We're going to get started. Here's the details. Give them the sign up details. Tell them, you know, this is the work that you need to do beforehand. That's a really good thing to do, is give people homework. If your content isn't right there, say, okay, here's your assignment. Go to the store and buy a journal and start writing down every question you have about, you know, the program. Or you can offer, you know, this is a great incentive that you can use, is if you want people to have a little bit of urgency around signing up, say, you know, the first 10 people who are signing up are going to get a pre-call with me where we are actually going to meet on my conference line and we're going to strategize how to get the most out of this program. And I'm going to get a better idea of who you are and what you need from this. And that's only available to the first 10 people because I really want to work with the people who are most eager to, you know, to join and who know this program is for them. So if it's not the content itself, it should be contact with you that they are getting so that they are reassured that, you know, they just spent this money and that they're not just going to be left hanging. And I've had this happen where I've bought a program or something and, you know, it's like it's just crickets. And now I'm really nervous. Maybe the email comes through like 5 minutes later with the link to log in, but I don't like that. So it's important to have a thank you page as well as an email list for the people who've brought your programs, because a thank you page will usually load right after purchase. Whereas if you put everything in email, it's, you know, sometimes they have to double opt in if they're not already on your list. And there's a lot of chance for the content to get lost and for people to get nervous.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, just really giving people something to interact with. And, like, that was something, you know, in the group that I've been launching, like, I give people a recording that they have access to right away that was a recording from one of my other programs, you know, and like, if people were to buy just that recording, it's, like, a $120 recording, and it's this way that they get to dive into everything immediately and get into this. This was all about universal laws of prosperity, that little bonus recording I had there. And it really, like, it gets people ready. So I'm really glad you brought that up too, because you do want to be engaging with everyone until the group starts or until the service begins or whatever it is, until whatever it is begins and starts up.
Yeah. And make it easy for people to share, your content too, or, you know, your sales page. So that could be part of your follow-up is, you know, the same day that they buy, maybe 6 hours later they get an email saying, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. You have a bunch of friends who might be interested in this too. And we talked about protecting your content. So sometimes what people will do is they'll put their content on the thank you page. So they don't even have to go to their email inbox. They can just hit purchase, and then a page loads, and it says, okay, here's all the content, or here's your login details. And I love that strategy. Again, it makes it so much easier for people to start engaging with the content. But then you've got to think, okay, well, what's stopping them from just copying the URL and sharing it with everyone they know and getting the content? So this is where actual sales page Appware comes in, and I love Optimize Press too, because they create what's called a payment gateway funnel, and it allows you to build thank you pages that are basically protected, so that if somebody was to do that, to copy your URL and then, you know, post it to Facebook saying, oh my gosh, look what I just bought.
Right. You can all have access to it. All of you.
Right.
The whole world.
Basically, if they don't – right, exactly. And that's, you know, everybody's nightmare. So what it will do is if they click that link, because there isn't a cookie in their computer saying that they've purchased it already, it will just redirect them back to your sales page, which is fantastic. Yeah. So that, you know, that kind of function is really important to consider. Another thing that Optimize Press 2 lets you do is actually protect your downloads. So if you have a membership site with them, or you send them to a page or something like that, it will, you know, you can upload documents, recordings, PDFs, you know, whatever you want. And again, same thing, if they try to share it with people, it will just redirect them to something else. And that's, you know, I like to believe that most clients are honest and just up front be like, hey, don't share my content if with people who haven't paid for my program. But it's just that little bit of added, you know, security to your content, because your content is valuable and it absolutely should be protected.
Right, exactly. That's so neat too. And then it's just like the software just takes care of it, and that software has that nice buffer and that guard there. That's really convenient, because then you don't have to worry about it.
Yep,
awesome.
Absolutely.
And then let me see. So I am just trying to think if there was anything else. You are so full of information. Oh, my gosh, Lily. I am, like, I'm blown away. I am learning so much from this, too. So I'm really, really happy that you got to be here today. I know that you had also put together something for people who are wanting more information through you. Are you available to share that with everyone who's on the call today as well?
Yeah, I am. I actually, I have a page on op2salespages.com where you can sign up and get, if you want to work with me, if you want me to build your sales page or a landing page, or you just want to learn more, you can actually just join my list. And right now the bonus is $100 off any project that I do for you if you want to work with me in the future. So
I'm
not the, I'll just be totally upfront. I'm not the cheapest person to work with. I think there's, you know, VAs all over the world that you could hire through Elance to build you a really templatey sales page. But I work with people who want like beautiful branded sales pages that are so true to their business and their voice. And that, you know, the nice thing is about once you have your first long form sales page, you can build everything else off of that. You can duplicate it and then just tweak the information and images for another launch. It's definitely kind of one of those things that's really nice to invest in upfront. And just, you know, it's like anything in business. You kind of get what you pay for. So I do love supporting coaches. I've got a ton of clients, and I get so excited seeing what programs they're launching. So that's, if you are interested in getting more information about my services, that's the easiest way to do it, is just go to op2salespages.com and check out my specials tab, and that's where you can get the coupon and get on my list and my email and everything.
That's so neat, because already, like, just from the time that we've spent together today, it really feels like you know this so in depth. Like this is one of those things for everyone listening. If you create some sort of program, we're just going to put a number on it. Maybe you sell it for $1,000. And it's something where as your own list grows and you start reaching more people, you start selling more and more of these $1,000 programs. And then you have like one time, there might be one time where you have Lily create the entire, like all the front work, all the back work, like she makes all the thank you pages, the sales page, and you've got it set. And you can reuse that over and over and over again. And, I mean, you know, if you sell 20 of those $1,000 programs, you have a $20,000 launch. So that's the thing where I'm still so blown away at how much money launches can create and how much money they can create on demand. And so, Lily, I'm just so glad you could be here too, because I know you're one of many resources in supporting people with launching their program and bringing it to the world and connecting with the right people for it.
Absolutely. And it's totally my pleasure to do that. You know, I didn't set out to be a sales page expert, but it's something I just got into this year, and I'm having so much fun doing it. And it feels really, really good to support people at this point in their launch, because I remember feeling like basically I'd reached this bottleneck where I had all this brilliance and goodness to share with people, but I had no idea how to, get that out there in sales page or launch form. So now I'm kind of an old pro at it, and I can really help you shortcut people through the process. So I'm definitely available. I do have a couple openings for design work this month, and if not, I have a waiting list too. So I would love to connect with the listeners, and this has been so much fun, Ava. We probably could have just kept talking about it forever and ever and ever, but
I know. Well, and once again, for everyone listening, it's www.op2salespages.com is where you can connect with Lily. And then I'm at avawaits.com, avawaits.com. And this is thrilling, too, because Lily, I just want to share this with everyone as well. So with my business, like the way that it grew and how everything started happening and how I started making like an actual amount of money that supported me, because there was definitely some struggle in the beginning years, but then like a few years later, things were starting to really pick up. And I would say that one of the ways that my business truly started to make money was because I learned how to do launches. And that is something that is a skill that you get once, you pick it up once, and you can do it over and over and over and over again. And, and some launches are short as a week in length. Other launches are longer. It just depends on what you're offering. If you need any of my support with that, you can always reach out to me through avawaits.com, and I can support you in that way. And then, Lily, like if you're looking for someone to really build those structures that are contained within a launch, she's your woman. So, yeah. So do you have any, like, we talked about so much, but do you have any little like last tidbits that we can leave people with? Anything that you're thinking about in your mind that you didn't have a chance to share yet before we finish up?
Just, you know, I don't want to sound heavy-handed in any way, but I just, you know, I see people kind of, as entrepreneurs, we know that we're not supposed to do every single thing in our business, right? Like, we've all read the E-Myth. We all know how important it is to, you know, not work below our pay grade or take on projects, you know, at the last minute. Particularly mid-launch is not the time for you to learn how to build sales page with new software. So I see people do that, and then they call me up and they say, I'm launching in 3 days. I downloaded Optimize Press 2 and I don't know how to use it. And then, you know, we figure it out. But just there's kind of this irrational thing where I see online entrepreneurs really cling to this idea that they're going to do this part all by themselves. And it doesn't have to be that way, and it shouldn't be that way, because there are so many moving parts to a launch. This is not the time for you to step out of your genius zone. So, you know, just carry that with you in all parts of your business. If you look at something and it makes your head explode a little bit, ask for help.
Yeah, and I also remember going through some of my own launches where by the end I was exhausted because I wasn't asking for help enough and I was doing it all on my own. And there are so many little moving parts that you need to learn and know how to do. And at the end of that, I was like, I'm tired. I don't want to be on social media anymore at all. That was always
right.
What happened to me, is that I kind of come to this cutoff and I'm like, I need to rest now. And so, you know, if we can make like the whole launch sequence and the whole sequence of, you know, creating a program or a service and bringing it to the world in just an easier way, then, you know, it's just a pleasure to be able to do so for all of you. So, thank you, Lily. Thank you. I am so glad we know each other, and I'm so glad that we could connect in this way and really just be here with all of you who are on the phone with us right now and all of you listening in. Once again, so Lily is at www.op2salespages. And I am at avawaits.com. And we'll just leave it at that. Thank you so much, Lily. Thank you.
Thank you, Ava. This is so much fun.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We hope you got a lot out of it. And we look forward to connecting with you after today. So thanks, everyone. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.